In the first reading today, St. Paul exhorts us all, as he exhorted the Romans of old, to not conform ourselves to the present world, but rather to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. So you think about what that's really saying, especially today. We are surrounded by lies. We are surrounded with selfishness. We are surrounded with everything that is wrong. And St. Paul is saying, don't conform yourself to that. Don't give in to that. It's very easy to do because it's easy to say, well, everyone else is doing it. How am I going to get ahead if all these people are doing that and I don't? I have to fit in. I have to be like everyone else. No, we don't. We have to be like Jesus. Now, I know we can easily say, oh, no, Jesus was God, so I can't be like him. I'm not asking you to be God. That wouldn't work very well anyway. Just as we would all be terrified if I was God, we'd all be terrified if you were too. So we don't want that. We want, but we need to learn the truth. And we need to be able to walk in a way that is moral and upright. It is in that that we follow our Lord, in his teaching and in his actions, the way that he lived his life. That's what he's looking for from us. And so if we are to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, St. Paul is telling us then that something needs to happen within. It's not about the external things, it's about the internal things. And so again, we can all look at the question of where have I become like everyone around me? Where have I become more worldly? Where have I let the world in? In a sense, we can even see this in the gospel. You can't see it in the English, but it is there in the Latin. It's very clear in the Greek. But if you look at a Latin translation of the gospel reading, right in the very first sentence, there's a name for Jerusalem. It's called Jerusalem. And then in the next sentence, it's Jerusalem. And you look at it and go, why are there two different names? Why are there two different spellings for the same city? Because one is referring to the secular city, and the other is referring to the holy city. They're both Jerusalem, and in English, it's Jerusalem both times. But that's why you need to look at the Latin or the Greek, and you'll be able to see very clearly. And so when it's Jerusalem, that's the secular city. When it's Jerusalem, that's the holy city. What about us? We are called to be holy. But how often we have allowed ourselves to become very secular. We have allowed ourselves to be influenced by that which is secular. So it's almost like, as we read in the gospel, seeing where Jesus is, he's in the temple, that's where they're going. They're going back to the holy place, to the holy city. But it's surrounded by this secular stuff that didn't want anything to do with the holiness. So in us, there is this part of us that is holy, that wants to be holy, that wants to do what God wants. And then it's surrounded by all this other stuff, our selfishness and our vices and our problems and all the things of the world and all the garbage that we've allowed in or that has forced itself in. And we want is to make it truly holy. You'll see that again, for instance, in St. Luke's Gospel. I think it's in the second chapter when the Holy Family comes for the presentation in the temple. Prior to that, every single time St. Luke talked about Jerusalem, it was the secular city. And then it talks about after their purification. So we'll be seeing that gospel on the 2nd of February. And after their purification, it says, not after her purification, because that was for the purification of the mother, and Our Lady didn't need to be purified. after their purification, suddenly St. Luke uses the sacred name, the holy name for Jerusalem. And so that's what all of us have to do, is we have to undergo this purification. We have to get the garbage out, and we need to get what is sacred in. We need to be consecrated to the Lord. That's the way we want to live our lives. That's the way we want to be. So if that's going to be a renewal of our minds, it's a renewal according to our baptism. It's a renewal according to the cross. It's a renewal according to the way of Christ, to conform ourselves to our Lord. So again, something good that we can all look at in our own lives. Where's the holy? Where's the not so holy? Let's get rid of the secular, the profane, and let's work on developing the sacred so that we can truly be renewed in our mind, so that we're not going to be like the world around us, but rather that we are going to be conformed to Christ, with whom we want to be for eternity.